Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Catarucci, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, I need your website, and I need, and you got a, what else you got going on? You got something else happening on Saturdays, right?
Well, Jim, every Saturday morning, I do my best work with a short email to our group of leaders, and I invite everybody listening.
You bring the donuts, too, right?
I bring the donuts, absolutely. But I give you something to think about for the next week along the lines of leadership. So please join us there. So go to jimcantarucci.com. There's buttons all over the place for joining Saturday morning. It sounds like it's okay. A training class, but it's just an email. You can wait till Monday if you need to. But the concept is we're all catching up on our work as leaders on Saturday morning, so I like to start you off with some good
stuff. All right. So check that out. And also they can find out more about your technology there at Jim Catarucci, can't they?
Absolutely.
So check
that out. To leak that out, right.
Good. So we're talking about context. Wrap this up for us, Jim.
Well,
context in terms of how people perceive things, whether they're what they perceive is real or not.
Right. Well, Jim, it comes down to our 90-10, 60-40 formula, the new leadership normal that you and I have talked about. And that 90-10 in that formula is that we're really focused on our job and our department, right? And we want to move to a more global thought process. But the 90-10 really comes into play here. It assumes a starting parochialism. You know, we're focused on our own department. People naturally think locally. And a bond develops in our local teams. These local teams create their work process, whether it's around a machine or it's in a geographic location or an office.
And sometimes
whatever.
They become fiefdoms.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of good that comes out of that. But this, you know, creates that environment that we're trying to change in some way. So there's a great deal of ownership in the current environment, and it's comfortable. So we have to understand that, honor that, pay attention to it, realize that not everything is broken, but that there are some things we can agree need to happen while we honor the past.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move forward. And coming together on that context, and you brought up this point, both of us coming from our context and bringing that together and trying to find that common ground is what this is all about. And we want to use all of the levers that we have available to us to change.
Well, the most important thing I think that you've reminded us about, you helped us to get today, Jim, is the fact that as leaders, we have to be aware that there is context out there different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
That our people are not sitting there with a block of context clay ready to be molded by us. Their context, as you say, is their perceptions, which is also their biases and maybe their experience that tells them, well, we've tried this before and it didn't work. That's their context.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not aware, if you're not valuing, if you're not taking their context into consideration, then you're moving forward with only part of the ingredients, aren't you, of the solution?
And Jim, even the context of the actual leadership of change, because maybe you did it incorrectly before. So my context is, you stink at this. This is going to be horrible, right?
Right.
We need to change that context before we can even get to the thing
right.
that we're trying
well,
to change.
Well, you know, I think about when I was a consultant, I've had people hire me to come in and affect change. And I'd start talking to the people in the back, and they'd say, yeah, you're like the fifth guy in the last 5 years. And nothing ever happened. The other four went away and failed.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I've got this is not what I was led to believe was out here, right? And so,
yeah.
But that was their context, wasn't it?
But exactly right. But see, let's find the thing we agree on. There are a lot of levers of change, technology, infrastructure, innovation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most powerful one, and you may agree with me on this, it's our customer. didn't you write the book Age of the Customer, yeah. right? And we're looking for relevance with our customer. So if the marketplace...
So find the common context.
Exactly. If the marketplace and the customer requires that we change, everyone can get that.
So rather than finding out... let's find out what we all agree on and then find the context going forward in the middle of that.
Pay attention to that perceived context, and we can influence
change. I like it. Exactly. JimCantarucci.com, ladies and gentlemen. And that's two... I see you on the beginning and two C's near the end there, up just before the I. JimCantarucci.com. Don't forget his Saturday morning emails. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Will do.
Good job today. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.